And I've been here 15 years, and it's the most rewarding job I've ever had in my life.
Welcome to We're Only Human, a podcast focused on blending research and practical advice to help today's HR, talent, and learning leaders improve business outcomes. Let's welcome your host, Ben Eubanks.
Welcome to We're Only Human. This is Ben Eubanks, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. I've had the pleasure of running some workshops today at a conference, and I'm all fired up because it's been a great chance to interact with my HR peeps and to really help them to improve their own department's performance and credibility in the organization. It's one of those fun things, and I just love it. And it's weird because despite being an introvert, self-professed introvert, I have to have this strange skill set of being good at writing and research and number crunching, doing all the data stuff, while also being able to jump up on stage and talk in front of executives and other leaders about how those things impact them practically. And it's a really interesting balance. I love it. It's just a good opportunity for me to see people face to face. I really enjoy that, educating, inspiring, all that stuff. But let's jump over for a second to the reason we're actually here to talk to you today. So I talk with a lot of firms about HR technology. Because, well, I'm an HR technology analyst, and also because I help companies with selection, understanding the options in the market, hint, there are more options than ever, and finding the right one to fit their culture, their budget, and so on. And I actually recently had a conversation with the executive team for a firm that was considering a change to their HR technology. Part of the issue for them that was kind of unique was that they had a homegrown system, and IT had pretty much had enough of their requests, their customizations, the maintenance, all those things had just finally broken the camel's back. And I think the conversation around technology for HR leaders has changed somewhat because sometimes IT is an afterthought today. When you had an installed system or when you had a more traditional sort of technology, IT had to be involved because there was hardware, there were servers, other things to run the technology. Today, if they're brought to the table at all, if at all, because cloud technologies allow us to move more quickly, to take action, and to sometimes go forward without even involving our IT counterparts if there's no integration issues and things like that. So today, I'm going to share an interview with Greg Palk, the CIO at Anderson Center for Autism. I love the conversation because Greg, I asked him specifically to talk about the relationship between HR and IT, and specifically what IT is looking for from HR technology implementations. And you know what? Some of this discussion might actually surprise you. This conversation took place at the Ultimate Software Connections event earlier this year, but the content is timeless in its applicability to how we look at and use HR systems in the workplace. It's a really good conversation with Greg. You can hear how passionate he is. And again, he's a technology guy, the CIO over there. And so hearing it from his words, his voice, really engaging conversation and thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you to Greg. Thank you for Ultimate for setting that up. And you'll hopefully enjoy the conversation as much as I did. Now, on with the show.
Hey everybody, this is Ben Eubanks with We're Only Human. I am having a great day so far. It's about to get even better, I think. I'm at the Ultimate Connections Conference in Las Vegas this week, and I'm about to get the chance to interview IT expert, brilliant guy. He's getting praises and all these acclamations from the team at Ultimate, so I'm really excited to talk to and learn a little about him. Welcome, Greg. Good to have you in the conversation.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So tell us what you do, tell us your title, but tell us, you know, how do you spend your days?
All right. I'm the director of IT for Anderson Center for Autism. I've been there since 2003, so 15 years. And we've been utilizing Ultimate Software since 2006. Originally, we hosted our own servers on site. And in 2012, we migrated to the cloud. Best move we ever made.
Oh, okay.
So I used to have to take servers down a couple times a year. For a day or two to do all the updates, which I no longer have to do. Ultimate does that now after hours for us. So we're up pretty much 24/7.
Excellent. Cool. We might come back to the cloud part in a minute because I think that's a common conversation that I hear from some of the HR leaders. And it's always nice to hear someone on the IT side, again, making that claim, hey, this is good for us. This is good for us as a business too. So we might come back to that one in a minute if we have some time.
Sounds good.
Before we jump into like the hard questions and digging in deep, tell us something that's not in your official bio. Tell us something about you that maybe even the team here at Ultimate doesn't know. Something fun.
I love to play golf.
Play golf.
And I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Okay.
Now, my dad was in the Navy, and so when I was 12 and started watching football for the first time, I was living in Corpus Christi. We're stationed, Naval Air Station there.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah. So I've traveled a lot, been all over the world. So, and then I was in the Navy myself.
Excellent. What'd you do?
I was a structural mechanic and electrical engineer on an aircraft carrier, USS Forsyth.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Any further.
That was out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, cool. Wow. You're a multi-talented man, Mr. Gregg. All right. So let's jump into the conversation. Let's talk about HR tech a little bit. So one of the discussions that I have with a lot of companies that are growing, how big is...
Anderson Center for Autism. We have about 900 employees.
Okay.
When I started with Ulti, we had about 450.
Okay.
And we've been able to double our size of employees and not having to increase HR or finance departments because of the functionality and effectiveness and efficiency of Ulti Cloud software. Yeah. So, yeah, we started out core, and one of the things we really liked about Ulti is the fact that it was modular. So we could start off small, and as we expanded and could afford to put more of the modules in and have the adoption of each of the modules being fully utilized, it allowed us to, like, we're using recruiting now, we're doing onboarding. We use just about every module except for maybe succession planning.
Okay, and, very cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, one of the things, I've talked to a company right now about technology selection. They're in New York, actually, too, and they have 2,000 employees. They're all homegrown systems right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you make that decision to go from whatever you did before, might have been paper, who knows, but going to an actual system, a dedicated HR system, what made that make sense for you, I guess?
Well, I mean, we used to process payroll through ADP.
Okay.
They blew away our data by accident. Didn't have a backup. So that was a straw that broke the camel's back. Okay. So we decided to look around. So we interviewed several different companies.
Okay.
And the fact that Ulti had the modular, at first we wanted it to be, we wanted to control our data and have it in on site, so Ulti had the good solution to do that, and the fact that it was modular, so we ended up selecting them, and it's the best decision I've ever made.
Excellent.
They're phenomenal.
So we were actually talking a minute ago before we started recording. One of the tools you guys are using is this Perception product. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I've seen the demo. I love the work you're doing there. I'd love to hear kind of from your perspective what you're seeing in terms of value from that.
Perception's one of the key critical task that we attempt to accomplish, being a nonprofit serving children on the autism spectrum, is to keep our staff. In order to do that, we need to understand our staff. So the Perception tool gives us the ability to have the insight of what they're thinking. It also then helps to drive the leadership actions, because then once we get the reports from Perceptions that's automatically emailed every month to each of the managers to who to focus on first, then the leadership actions kick in and they actually engage with the employees a lot more often than they had in the past. And it's really important, because a lot of our managers are actually staff that have worked their way up from, say, a direct care support individual, showed, you know, responsibility and abilities, so they'd move up to a supervisor and then to a manager. And they never really had official manager training.
Yes.
So these leadership actions are critical to help them think about things they haven't thought about and to engage with the staff.
So to be clear, it's from what I understand, it's prescriptive kind of things. Like,
exactly.
Hey, mm-hmm. These are the hot spots we see. Like, do these things in order to engage with your people, keep them, retain them, all that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's really cool because it's very customizable. So we can, we actually, being in the nonprofit industry, we actually took the canned leadership actions that come, I think they're up to 60 now, within the system, that you're able to simply just by a couple of clicks go in and modify it, add additional leadership suggestions for them to talk to the staff about. You know, one of the things, like, they, matter of fact, they talked about it in the presentation, I think it was yesterday, about engaging the staff on their birth on important dates like anniversaries, birth dates. Let the staff know that you care about them, and they're going to stay with you longer. So.
It's one of those things that isn't revolutionary. It doesn't, like, rock in one's world to hear that people want to be appreciated and recognized on their birthday.
Right.
At the same time, a busy manager, especially someone that's grown up through the ranks, like, they might not realize, hey, that's a big deal for people. So even those little things like that make a big difference.
It's all the little things add up to one big thing, and that's a happy employee.
Absolutely. So one of the pieces I think that's really interesting, and again, the one of the reasons I was excited to have the conversation with you specifically, I've spent the day here with a lot of different HR executives talking about their problems or challenges, but they're coming here from the HR point of view, and you see things from the IT point of view, which we would assume is something slightly different. And so I'd love for you...
Generally.
So the example I gave a minute ago, this company with 2,000 employees, they actually, their IT team internally has been helping to manage these homegrown systems for all this time, and they're reaching the breaking point. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of friction there. And that's not the only story that I hear about friction between HR and IT, especially with picking new software and things like that. Sometimes IT is not in the conversation with the cloud technologies today. Mm-hmm. And HR is like, oh, we can just make this call because we don't need their resources, we don't need their input. In reality, I think that's short-sighted. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about how, maybe why it's important to include IT in those conversations, even if it is a cloud system, we're not putting it on site, we're not managing it, updating it, and all those things. I'd love for you to talk about that piece a little bit, and then we'll dig into some of the other elements.
Sure. So we've actually, the new CEO who came on board a year ago, recognized the fact that we had a lot of disconnection between multiple departments. So he asked me to come up with a business plan to basically unify the company and create a centralized communication system. So we know everything that's going on in all the departments. So the IT, we embed into each of the different departments to learn about what pain points they have. So then we can come to them and give them suggestions on the technology that's out there to make their jobs easier, as well as my department's jobs easier. Because it's much more effective to learn about pain points before they happen, and to be able to engage with each of the different departments before they happen, instead of finding out after the fact, which is historically how things have been. So, because it's a lot of times IT is like a second thought. So Patrick's had the foresight to recognize that we needed to restructure how we communicate with each of the departments. So it's been a challenge. I've brought on an information system business analyst to actually, go around and interview the different departments and find out the different pain points and things of that nature. And UltiPro, it's actually the very first product we're building a new centralized, unified web portal that everybody will log into. And UltiPro's API is it is the first one we actually integrated into the new portal that we're building out. Matter of fact, I had a demo from Marist today. That's our partner that's helping us build it out. They're a college up in upstate New York.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just cool stuff.
Not to go too far off topic, but did anything surprise you that the analyst has found, like in terms of issues with the department stuff? Was it all things you kind of knew already and now we have data to back that up? Or
exactly. So, from the peripheral, you can see the pain points because you're living them. So I recognize there were issues, but by having him go in, analyze, and document, now we have the proof. And now I can go to the board. I can go to the executive team and say, look, here are the pain points. These are the critical ones that we really need to address first, so we have a quick turnaround and a more positive impact for our not only the staff, but the people we serve. So, like UltiPro, there's mottos, people first. Ours is, what have I done to improve someone's life today?
As you're talking about this, I'm thinking about the first HR job that I ever had. I worked for a company that provided care for the mentally ill, developmentally disabled, so similar kinds of work.
Similar,
not exactly the same, but similar kinds of stuff. And as I was thinking about you talking about retention and about engagement, thinking that the livelihood of the people that you're serving is wrapped up in the employees. It's not quite the same as a retail sort of example where tomorrow it could be Bob selling versus Sally selling me a shirt. Like, these kids' lives are wrapped up the people that are serving them, and to keep them is hugely critical.
So. You nailed it on the head, because our, especially children on the spectrum, they get very attached and very set in their ways. So when they have change that occurs by having staff turnover, it does have a negative impact on their ability to learn and to continue to progress. So the more stable we can keep the staff with the individuals, the better results we see with them.
Very interesting. Gives you a good reason to wake up in the morning, I guess.
Oh, it does. I mean, this is the first non-profit job I've had, human resource type job. And I was in the corporate world before this, and I've been here 15 years, and it's the most rewarding job I've ever had in my life.
Jumping back into the conversation about HR and IT, though, I would like to give the listeners a little bit of advice, hopefully.
Okay. Sure.
Or maybe you can, not me. But give them a little bit of advice for if they're considering technology, if they have something already, or even if it's just in general, there's a friction point between them and the IT team. Is there some kind of information they can share? Is there some kind of, I mean, how do they forge that relationship though, so that it's, they don't just see IT as a second thought, like you said a minute ago, but as this primary partner is going to help them achieve their goals?
So, you know, my recommendations to any IT department is to engage and be proactive in engaging with the various different departments, because ultimately, like I said, it makes us much more productive, and we're not having to go back and redo things over and over again, because I'll give you a good example. We'll have one department that needs information from a specific arena that is also needed by other departments. So we'll design a system for that particular, when we only know about that one department, and then when the other departments go to absorb that, it's not in a format they can utilize. Mm-hmm. And so with UltiPro, one of the great things with them, their expertise, they come to us ahead of time, and like the perceptions and the leadership actions, they actually thought about stuff I hadn't even thought about. So, you know, they're a great resource, and it's actually very exciting, because you're able to, you know, engage and work with technology you haven't considered. Mm-hmm. And so when the IT department builds that partnership with the other departments, they are able to, the reason I love technology is because it's always changing. So when you engage with the departments and learn about their pain points, then you're able to actually make your job easier, plus you get to work on some cool new technology. So it's, you know, I think it behooves technology to get out and integrate and meet and work with the other departments. Be proactive about it.
Absolutely. That's the big takeaway that I got there. Don't wait for somebody to come to you.
Exactly.
Go to them. Be part of what other decisions they're making.
But be aware that you're going to get some pushback too. So, because I definitely have gotten pushback, but we just kept, you know, my main recommendation is get buy-in from your main executive, your CEO or executive director, whatever the case may be. You need to have that buy-in from up top, so that the other departments realize this is something, it's a focus of the organization in total, and that by working together, you're going to produce a much better environment, and the staff are going to be a lot happier and want to stay. I mean, the way you guys do it, it's, you know, great company. I mean,
awesome.
Yeah, they're phenomenal.
And he says you guys, he's pointing to our good friend, Nicole, who's here representing Ultimate in the room with us, hanging out with us, listening on the recording. She's the silent partner. You'll say hi, Nicole.
Hi, everyone.
Excellent. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
She's put together a really great track and helped to make this interview possible, so I am thankful and in her debt. Greg, before we wrap up, any last comments, any last advice, anything you want to kind of pull this together, anything to reiterate from the earlier conversation about HR tech in general, about specifically some of the stuff that you guys are using and the benefits you're seeing from it? I'm just open the floor.
Sure. Well, one of the things, as a matter of fact, I did this yesterday. I signed up to be beta tester with a lot of their new stuff that's coming out.
No, the tech guy wants to be a beta tester. Come on.
So, because, you know, the sooner I can, you know, analyze different technologies and determine whether or not there's going to be good benefit or potential benefit, and the sooner I can get it implemented, the faster I can have positive impact for the agency as a whole. It, like I said, we're growing. We've doubled in size since I started, so with the amount of staff we have, and it's just going through the roof, so it's going to continue to grow.
It's interesting to hear that from someone that works in the nonprofit world, because that's seeing tech as kind of a competitive edge,
mm-hmm.
and that's very much, it's not what I expect to hear from someone, but it's refreshing to hear, because at the end of the day, you have to make good use of the money that you have. You have to make good use of your resources and things. And so anything we can do to do a better job of that is an advantage for the company, an advantage for the people you're serving.
Exactly. So and that's one of the reasons, you know, Ultimate, like I when I started, we had 450 employees. We're up to almost 900 now, or 900 or more, actually. And we were able to grow the agency without having to bring on more HR and finance staff in order to do that. So, I mean, and you double the amount of people you're paying and serving with benefits and things of that nature. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Very cool. So if someone wants to learn more about Anderson, Anderson Center for Autism, we've got to make sure I get it right at least once in this conversation.
Okay.
If they want to learn more about the work that they're doing, what's the best way to find out about that?
www.andersoncenterforautism.org.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Greg.
So thank you for having me. This has been very a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun conversation. I really appreciate you joining me. I appreciate Ultimate and the team for putting this together. To everybody else, thank you for listening to We're Only Human. This has been Eubanks, and I will catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to We're Only Human. Please take a moment to share this episode with another HR leader who might see it as a valuable resource in their daily work. For more information about the podcast and to see all our show archives, please visit upstarthr.com.